Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. And with me in the studio today is Becky Baker, who's an instructor at Missouri State University in the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science. Thanks for stopping by, Becky.
Thank you for letting me do this.
So, you know, once again, we are going to talk about the eclipse because it's getting close. And so could you recap for us exactly what's going to happen over here on the Missouri State campus on August the 21st?
Well, first of all, yes, it is getting very close. As you said, it was on August 21st, our first day of campus, so we have our first day of school. So when we are looking at this event, we are looking at starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on Plaster Field. We will be going through around 2 o'clock, 2:10, something like that. Now, as I noted, because it is our first day of classes, you're not going to be able to actually park on campus. So we have reserved the Hammonds Baseball Field down at 955 Traffic Way to go ahead and park, and we will be shuttling you back and forth. So park there. It's all free of charge. Don't need reservations. We just want your presence to go ahead and help us celebrate the eclipse.
So let's talk about the value-added events that are going to be there. We're not going to just all sit on our hands while the sun is obscured by the moon. So tell us about the other kinds of things that are going to be going on.
Since we know we had the general public coming, as well as high school students, middle school students, MSU students, those kinds of things, and we have lots of activities going on in the field for students of all ages. So we want you to come and have a little bit of fun with some of the activities, learn a little bit of science about the eclipse, get a chance to just kind of play around, celebrate what's really happening right over our skies when we look up. And speaking of looking up, guys, we will go ahead and be providing glasses for you that are definitely viewable for looking at the sun.
Yes. And so talk about some of the other people that are coming. Some of our partners in town are coming. Who else is coming by?
Yes, we have got the Discovery Center coming by. And so they'll be over there, and they are bringing some activities. We've also got OSTEAM, which we're really excited about that, as well as the City of Springfield. And so they will all have some activities going on, and then we will have some of the student organizations from the College of Natural Applied Science. And so those will be under the mezzanine, so those will be where the concessions are. And then if you come out on the field, all kinds of other activities out there.
Right. And how about the Jumbotron? I've heard that there's actually going to be some information and educational stuff up on that.
We have a full 4 hours worth of the Jumbotron program that we'll be talking about a variety of things dealing with the eclipses. We'll have some safety videos on there because there's definitely a way that we want you to put your glasses on so that you will indeed be safe when you're looking at that. And then right during our maximum coverage of about 96%, we will have the NASA feed coming from Jefferson City. So we'll also be able to see what they see up there, and as you know, they are indeed in the path of totality.
So talk a little bit also about the actual times. We're opening the gate, so to speak, at 10 o'clock, and it's free, but when will the eclipse actually begin in earnest, so to speak?
The eclipse actually starts across, in terms of the moon, across the disk of the sun at 11:44. And so we're going to do a little celebration with our president out there and with Dr. Yonke, who is the dean of the College of Natural Applied Science. So we've got some interesting activities planned for that time. And then our 96% maximum coverage will come at 1:13, which will last about 2.5 minutes. So we've got some activities planned there, like I said, with being able to support the viewing from Jeff City. And then it actually goes ahead and finishes about 2:48. And by that time, we will actually have closed the event because the football field needs to be there for the football players. So they're going to be on the field around 3 o'clock.
So people can come early.
They can come early
or they can come late if they want to, as long as they get there.
We would just like to have you here. So anything that you would like to do, some people are planning on coming and then leaving and coming back right around the area where we get our maximum coverage. We will have the concession stands going on, and we will have hydration stations set up all along the field. So please, guys, if you are coming, bring a water bottle or something like that so that you do stay cool, because it is supposed to be hot that day.
Let's talk about weather notification. It's possible that we might get rained out. So how can people find out, and where would they go to know about that?
We will make a call around 5 o'clock that morning, and we will post it on the front page of the Missouri State University website.
So that's missouristate.edu?
Yes, missouristate.edu. And if you go on and then look to the left, where it is talking about events for the day, they will have a very big canceled notice.
Let's talk quickly about fundraising. I'm going to mention this. If you want to go to physics.missouristate.edu, you'll be able to find a link to our fundraising page if you want to help us out with some of the things that we've been doing so far. Becky, thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.